This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The people we like to blame for the demise of the Pac-12. George Kliavkoff. Previous Pac-12 commissioner Larry Scott, his predecessor, and Fox/ESPN. There has to be somebody else who, like, we don't know about who it's like, oh, yeah, I fucked up big time. Like, there has to be somebody else who is looking at all the coverage and is like, who? They have not found Randy, and that is good for Randy. That's for sure.
I wonder if, like, Herm Edwards accidentally pasted a very critical password in a public place or something.
Mm-hmm. I was going to blame Rich Rodriguez, because Rich Rodriguez, when he was at Arizona, didn't carry a zero and thus put their athletic department in $400 million of debt. Yeah.
I gotta say, if your athletic department finances are dependent on did Rich Rodriguez put in all the numbers right, I feel like there's some steps you've left out. I feel like there's some safety controls that should have been applied to that situation.
I don't want Arizona caring about math. That's not what we need out of Arizona. Like, how much do you tip your dealer? That's Arizona. That's the extent of Arizona math that we need.
Is the swamp cooler running? Are my copper futures looking bright? Remember, that was one thing that Arizona used as a part of their compensation package. They're the only school I've ever heard of that basically was like, hey, we've got copper futures. Minerals. Like, they went back to the 19th century. They were like, Leland Stanford, come west and build a railroad. That was one of the things that enticed Rich Rodriguez out there.
That's going to, I hope that starts to be like a quiet part of contracts going forward. They'd be like, yeah, you know, society's collapsing, environment's decaying, but like, we have secured for you 20 years of fresh water for you and your family. You need this.
So I get to go out to the desert. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And when I go out there, I'll be an overlord with mineral rights.
Yeah.
You're like, I've seen this movie before. It's called Dune.
Yeah, but is it Dune about coaching him up?
Dude,
ultimately, is it Dune about conference realignment in some ways?
Listen, I went out.
Arrakis is a Big Ten planet now. What the hell are you talking about?
Listen, I went out and I found talent where people didn't think there was any. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Under the sand.
Yeah, they said you could never. They said you could never get one of these bad boys coachable. Well, I did it. I wrote a sandworm, told him where to go.
Yeah, I mean, Fremen is basically how like freshman with a Cajun accent, so it's fine.
I coach all these Fremen up. They're gonna take us to a title.
Spies must flow.
There's the a guy named Idaho, but they will not be adding Boise State.
No.
Yeah, I'll be dunking Idaho because I'm Boise State, bitch. To the Shutdown Foolcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall, joined as always by
Jason Kirk.
Hello.
Brian Nanny.
Hi.
Holly Anderson. And on the ones and twos, the one and only Michael Server. I have a game I want us to play this week. But first, I would like to discuss stupid people. This is, and by the way, when I discuss stupid people, I want everybody to know that it's always an inclusive discussion. Everybody is at one point or another in life made up of at least 40 to 50 to 60% dumbass. It's somewhere in there. You just need to know what kind of dumbass you are. Are you a malignant dumbass? Are you a negligent dumbass? Are you just a chill dumbass? Because there's chill dumbasses, right? Like, I think we give a lot of credit to people who are, you know, oh man, that guy is so chill. Yeah, but what if they're just stupid? Like, what if they're that kind of stupid, right?
Who's,
like,
who's somebody that applies to that category?
Who's just chill, but kind of, all right, listen, when I'm a dumbass, and I can be many different kinds of dumbasses,
yeah.
Sometimes I am the chill dumbass. Like, oh yeah, no, it's cool, man. It's cool. It'll be fine. No, it won't. I just haven't made a plan. Mm-hmm. It's just negligent. I just haven't thought about that yet, but I'm like, oh man, it'll all work out. No, it won't. It won't at all. You know the turtles from Finding Nemo? They're negligent dumbasses, right? Because they're like, ride the wave, man. Nothing bad can happen. Bullshit. All kinds of bad things can happen. That's why you have 1,000 babies and only 10 of them make it. That's how sea turtles do. They're just like, man, the eggs will figure it out. Yeah, by jumping directly into sharks' mouths. That happens. So, it's important to know what kind of dumbass you are, all right? I am the kind of dumbass who sometimes doesn't have a plan. Now, what kind of dumbass who doesn't have a plan? The kind who starts something without a plan? Sometimes. The kind who maybe has a plan, but the plan is stupid. Those two are indistinguishable. What I'm trying to say is that a couple of people tried to fight Cam Newton
this week. More than a couple.
More than four?
I saw there are at least three, possibly, let's call it three to five.
Three to five. Okay. There were three to five people who tried to fight Cam Newton. I'm going to ask a question for the crowd here. How many of them managed to move Cam Newton an inch?
It felt more like Cam decided, we're going to move this fight over here.
Uh-huh.
And so he sort of just scooped up the horde and said, we have now relocated and y'all can resume shoving.
6'5". I am guessing in retirement, a generous 265.
Former NFL MVP, not long ago.
Uh-huh. A guy so big that, as Bunky Perkins pointed out, he fought 11 men every single game when he was at Auburn and won and took them to a national title. I will still say the greatest college quarterback I've ever seen in my time doing this or before. As an amateur, yeah, a dude who, when they tried to move him, Cam calmly removed all of them with him aside the tent. It was an amazing move because they're fighting. I believe the fight starts underneath one of those tailgate tents with the kind of peaked roof and the four little posts, right? It's like expandable. You can put it up in like 2 seconds. He moves out of the way. Moves the whole fight out of the way because he's like, no, there's stuff over here. Hold on, guys.
If we scuffle, this tent might remove my wizard hat. I think that was Cam's only concern. And that man made it out of that entire scuffle with his wizard hat intact.
With the wizard hat intact, did not move, in fact, proving once again that, no, you should never fight a wizard. It's just a bad idea. Anybody who advertises themselves as a wizard either has actual powers or believes they have actual powers. And I think, as anyone who's been in a fight would know, belief is half the battle, at least here. So shouts out to the four, five, potentially six people who thought fighting the biggest motherfucker I've ever seen up close, like he's just massive, thought that that was a good idea. Thought that fighting somebody from Westlake was a good idea.
Do you think the hat was a temptation? Do you think it was like, well, he's wearing it. He's wearing a silly hat, so therefore...
Did they want to obtain his hat?
Because
it grants like +10 to charisma.
Sure, could be that.
I think it was that, but I think also like they found out an important thing, which was don't fight the guy with the wizard hat. Don't. It's just a terrible idea. Terrible goddamn idea.
The huge guy, the former really great athlete, I assume still by human standards, still a really great athlete. And the only photo of him, like, not known to be a hot-tempered person, the only photo of him in any sort of outside the boundaries of a football play scuffle was him taking Josh Norman to the ground with a gigantic smile on his face.
Looking absolutely thrilled to be in the fight. Holding him bodily by the shoulder pads as if he were a duffel bag. This is it. This is a grown man who can... one of the guys, he got into a fight, I believe, with another 7-on-7 concern. This was at a 7-on-7 event, which, if you're one of those people who just irrationally hate 7-on-7, boy, this is a great week for you. The phenomenal week for confirmation bias for the entire operation being a shoddy amateur bullshit hour. All right. Because someone tried to fight Cam Newton, and that's clearly not the mark of a professional in any sense, right?
I like that he hangs out at these events. He's at a lot of recruiting events. Sometimes he goes back for an Auburn game or whatever. And these are events where everyone is wearing track pants, right? Like, these are not fashion shows. Everyone is in athleisure. And then there's this guy wearing robes, cummerbunds, probably a crown at some point. You name it. Cam's worn it. I don't know of an environment where a very aggressively fashion conscious person could more be at odds with his surroundings.
Well, remember, he is from Atlanta, so at one point it activates, like the Manchurian candidate. You just go, I'm gonna go out tonight, what am I gonna wear? And you're like, the most outlandish hat I can find, let's see, do I have a privateer's jacket, do I have pirate tights? Like, it's just, at one point, if you live here long enough, it just becomes the first option for formal wear. You just go, you know what? I need to go ahead and put on my admiral's cap. It'll look
just
great.
Hit randomize.
Yeah. You know, the theme this evening is master and commander.
Oh, now we're talking. 7-on-7 fields are battlefields.
Yeah. Guess who that big-ass French warship is? It's literally Cam Newton. You see him swimming around the corner of the island in the Galapagos, and you go, oh, shit!
Is that calm?
Yes. Put the specimens away! It's bony! Yeah. That's what it is. So, they said, one of the guys who fought him said that Cam was a no-throwing quarterback, which was very funny because I witnessed him...
This is the, like... I don't know how every time Cam Newton is involved in civic life in any way, shape, or form, it somehow turns into a debate over Cam Newton's NFL career. What the fuck does that have to do with this fight?
you couldn't beat up a quarterback you believe is bad? That's what
I'm
saying?
Like, if Cam Newton went on, Chopped... it would somehow turn into, like, a discussion about, like, you know, Cam Newton couldn't really make all the throws under pressure. And be like, what are you talking? What does that have to do with anything?
And meanwhile, he's crafted a beautiful meal while wearing the most ridiculous hat anyone has ever seen.
Right. Yeah. He's dressed like the Pope, and he made a perfect French omelet. What's wrong with you?
Just Cam Newton on the Great British Bake Off and Paul going, well, you needed to let this prove a little bit longer. Much like you didn't prove anything in the NFL.
And also,
Cam,
you didn't fall on that fumble. He knows he didn't fall on that fumble.
You know what? If you ask him about it, he'll probably talk about it.
He has. He's talked for minutes about, like, boy, my life would be better if I'd simply fallen on that fumble.
Yeah. This is, if you've seen his podcast, this is not a man short on candor in many departments of his life. He will speak honestly about, you know, pretty much anything you ask him, or at least candidly. And yet this guy was like, yeah, man, that no throwing ass quarterback. Like, he was throwing dudes left and right.
He threw you.
I don't know about a post pattern, but he hit you in the flat.
I remember this is sort of playing into the digression, but, like, we're talking about an NFL MVP who then his, like, shoulder fell off.
Yeah.
Like, what more did you want from him?
And who received no protection from the officials whatsoever.
For, like, 10 years, you know, counting his college career.
He had, like, his idiot general manager didn't draft a single, like, offensive lineman for 28 years. Okay. you got plenty of skilled players. Yeah. Little ones. Not the big elephants you need to protect someone.
This is just proof you can't win a fight either. There's no winning a fight. Because you can whoop four dudes' ass, yeah, four of them, and somebody will bring up that shit that you didn't do in the Super Bowl over a decade ago. Right? You can beat the fuck out of everybody, and they'll still be like, yeah, you got a stupid hat.
It's why Steve Bartman couldn't make it in UFC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Well, that and his idiotic hat.
Wait, I would have loved to see Marvin got super jacked, kept the Cubs hat on, just like couldn't take high level UFC because he'd beat people's asses, and then as they're spitting out teeth, they're like, "Way to fuck the Cubbies over," and he's like, "No,
that's my one weakness.
The North Side will never forgive you. You could choke me out.
You could kill me right in front of these people. But they'll never respect you." Crying.
Yeah. It's also proof that, you know, like, not in addition to never being able to win a fight, there is the kind of person who I think in a very principled sense is like, you can beat my ass, I'm still going to talk shit about you. Respect to that person. The one who's like, you know what? I'll take another ass beating because you know what? You'll forever be the guy who didn't pick up the fumble. That's it.
Maybe there's more to the quote, like, Cam performed very well in the fight today. He whipped all of our asses. We're completely humiliated. But having said that, like, did he correctly assess Cam's football career and or the fight and then talk shit? I don't know.
I think that was about it. I don't think there was any credit awarded. It was pure. It was honestly pure Silky Johnson hater.
Right.
Like, it was, and I mean pure in the sense of you're like, oh, this has no bearing on reality whatsoever. Nothing. You're just going to continue hating on this dude. He could beat you every day for a week. And on the eighth day, you'd still be like, oh, you're a bitch. That's it.
Cam Newton lifetime earnings, $133 million.
I feel like that's also a very 7-on-7 mentality. To just be like, no matter what, talk your shit.
Oh, yes. God, yes.
Like, Lord. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson should have run competing 7-on-7 clinics, basically.
It would end with fights with ridiculous hats, yes.
Oh, well, neither of them would have paid anybody, that's for sure.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, I have to remember the founding fathers were slaveholders. Oh.
Yeah, that happened.
The last note I have on this is that I think maybe publicly speaking, people do continue to really, like, it's a big sort of, like, theme when I try to write about athletes is to go, you're not like them, they're different, right? And I feel like people still don't get it if they're still trying to fight athletes in public. I understand Dak Prescott got caught lacking in the panhandle of Florida.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count. It's a panhandle.
That doesn't count. Everyone's
super powered in the panhandle. the danger room of America.
He was nerfed by the panhandle. The danger room.
Listen, man, once that airbrush gets in your bloodstream,
take off time.
I feel like the thing here, Spencer, is these dudes thought of themselves as athletes, which, like, compared to, you know, average person, sure. Like, they're, you know, they're at a sports event. That alone sets them apart from most people. But they're not capital A athletes, and they thought they were.
Yeah, they're not, I can fight Cam. Like, again, I still think they've probably got up next to him. They're like, oh, he's way bigger than I thought.
But I think a lot of this is that, like, if there is an anthem or a motto for the last 10 years of American life, it has to be, yeah, but I'm built different. Mm. Like, that's what it is. And that applies to so many people in so many situations and so many decisions. Just like, I recognize the data you're handing me, but I am built different. So,
yeah, I understand that you've done a lot of work to figure out these basic facts, but what if not?
But what if they don't apply to me? Because I'm special and I'm strong. Yeah.
Or what if I have figured out a secret the haters don't want me to know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is why Malcolm Gladwell should be tried for his crimes.
Why Joe Rogan is getting paid millions of dollars by Spotify.
So I've done my research on Cam Newton, and I've determined
he's 5'5".
He's not 6'5". It's a mathematical error. He's actually 5'6". No one knew.
Yeah.
This is the short cam theory. Flat Earth theory.
flat cam theory.
Flat Earth. Flat Earth short cam.
Flat Earth short cam. Yeah.
Is cam dimension two-dimensional? Literally two-dimensional.
Just in time. Just
running
in time.
Left and running right. Those are the only dimensions.
That's it. All of the footage of him winning a Heisman, doctored.
So the, you know, the thing during NFL Sunday when it's just sort of zone out on the games and you're just watching the tweets of the dots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The highlights recast as the dots. That's actually Cam, it turns out. That's Cam. Was all along merely a dot.
Trapped in dot world.
I knew it.
7-up spot, Cam Newton.
And you got your ass beat by a dot. You and your whole crew got fucked up by a dot.
A 5'8" dot. The dimensions, they're wrong. Kubrick shot it all the wrong way.
Dot from Animaniacs is the best athlete at your entire 7-on-7. She probably is.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say. She probably would be pretty wicked. There is I think the notion that we encourage people to do their own research in the first place, like that was the initial, like, the internet, people have access to information. That's not good. It's not good.
Well, it's just too easy is the problem. Like, it used to be, we have information for you. You got to go to the library and you got to look through this big, weird drawer of cards and maybe one of them. Oh, the book's not there. So you got to go ask for them to hold the book for you and come back in 3 weeks. And then turns out the book doesn't have the information you want anyway. Good luck. Continue on your journey.
You haven't gained any incorrect facts.
No,
right, you've just frustrated yourself.
You haven't stumbled upon misinformation. You've just paid too much for parking at the
you're
library.
You're no dumber. You're just angrier.
Yes.
Also, I think everyone who is really naive about giving people more information really underestimated the number of wrong turns a person can make. A person can make an infinite number of wrong turns. You can get them the information and they'll misinterpret it. Or they won't like what the information is telling them, so they'll just make up new information.
Sure.
That's it. Or my personal favorite, and this is very valid for like anyone who's, you know, enjoying the budding draft season, which is this, you know, like, hey, I watched the film. So?
Right.
What if you're stupid? Do you ever consider that? You know, what if you can't actually determine what's wrong? I don't know. We have two prize quarterback prospects, and both of them look like they were running for their lives the entire time. Busts. Busts. You go, it's because Caleb Williams and Drake May didn't have offensive lines. You might have been able to make one good offensive line out of what either of them had combined.
But the beauty is, somebody has to stake their entire professional reputation on these decisions.
Yeah, and honestly, they might not be smarter than you.
No.
You know? But guess what? You might be smarter than them, and that still might not mean much.
No.
I've seen NFL GMs who you're like, a moron would do this job better. Because that person's sub-moron. That's happened. That's absolutely happened.
My favorite quote that has resurfaced from this past draft is about C.J. Stroud taking that test at, you know, and kind of apparently not really giving a big shit about it. Because, like, I mean, he's awesome in, like, 99 ways, and then he took this test, and the score was bad. And, like, who gives a fuck? Clearly it didn't matter. But there was another quote that went along with it. An NFL GM said, and come on, how many good quarterbacks have come out of Ohio State? As if that means anything. Mm-hmm. As if, like, the same coach has been there for the last 60 years or something.
It, boy, suck if you miss the only one.
Right. Now you look even dumber. You should have been able to spot him, because based on the comparisons for most of the past 60 years.
Yeah. Because, like,
Ohio State theme thing with the combine that I really enjoy going on is Marvin Harrison being like, all this American Gladiators bullshit is stupid. What if I just practice for football? Everybody's like, ah, fuck.
Who told us?
He's outfoxed us. We're exposed.
Because, too, is like, I was thinking about this, and, like, I, you know, the much less interesting version of this path is you go to college and you say, I'm going to go to law school. Well, almost nothing you have taken in college is going to prepare you for the next step that you have to take, the LSAT. So you go study for the LSAT. This arcane series of logic games and writing that has nothing to do with like what you will actually learn in law school.
A test which really, really is seriously close to solve my riddles 3.
Yes. Like,
it is literally that.
Yes. And it does not bear any resemblance to anything you will do in law school or as a lawyer, but it's still like what we've decided, like you got to go through, you must find the Minotaur if you would like to be a lawyer. And Marvin Harrison Jr. is just like, nah, that's stupid. I'm not going to do any of that bullshit. You're still going to draft me. And somebody is, and it's probably going to work out just fine.
Same with Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is like, yeah, I'm not going to run at the combine. And I'm like, Jaden Daniels, from what I can see, ran approximately 23 miles during game time last year.
It's like, can you
sideways, forward, backwards?
You should understand that he can do this at this point.
That's the thing. But I need to make sure he can run, brother. I hate to tell you, but he played for Arizona State. There's plenty of running on that tape. Sideways, into the stands, backwards, into the parking lot. It's all over the place.
Go watch the LSU Mizzou game. You will get to see. Go watch the LSU Florida game.
Yeah.
You will get to see a shitload of Jaden Daniels.
Would you like to see him running unobstructed at high speed? Go ahead. Watch the Florida game.
Well, you never get to run straight for 40 yards. I don't know. When you play Florida, sometimes you do.
Yeah.
These drills are real life in certain situations. I am excited for the like combine surge guy. For it to be one where it's like, okay, now things are correct. Because, like, Jaden Daniels is going to put up some fucking numbers. And, like, he's soaring into that top 3. And it's like, yeah, that's where he should have been. So, it actually, you know, it actually turned out correct this time.
Secret draft value, Bo Nix. Secret draft value, Bo Nix.
I feel like, oh, my God, Bo Nix ran a 4.2?
Accuracy master, Bo Nix.
The most accurate quarterback.
The most accurate quarterback in a single season in college football history.
It's true.
FBS level.
What about the others? The past is the past.
Yeah.
Sorry. Numbers don't lie.
Auburn's not real.
No. We knew. Actually, that would be a good thing to really terrify some draft Nick who was like, hey, I'm really starting to see something in Bo Nix. You could just be like, there's one problem. Auburn isn't real. He'd be like, what the fuck? What do you mean? And just walk away. Don't explain anything. Be like, no, what?
What are you saying? What are you saying?
We're about to blow a fourth rounder on him. Tell me.
I mean, if Auburn's not real, Bo Nix is a top 10 pick.
That's correct.
If Auburn's not real, Cam Newton never played in the NFL.
That's actually true, Ryan, via my short cam theory.
Right. Just hung out at Blinn College for a while.
That's why I went to Blinn, yeah.
Because, you know, it was a lucrative place to be.
That was, yeah. You know, that they pay, somebody does believe that, right? Like somebody in the JUCO circuit is like, those Blinn people, they're paying all of them to go there.
You could probably get away with anything, JUCO. Like, can anyone afford to bust you?
They've probably been doing NIL for years and we just don't know it.
Sure. It's like,
hi, I'm Cam Newton for Jefferson Ford.
That is how Texas ended up with a dude who was much older than he said he was and had exhausted his eligibility like in 19. I wrote about this last year, but in like the early 90s, they got a JUCO transfer from California, I want to say, a dude who had like not only exhausted all his college eligibility, but had like had a cup of coffee in the CFL.
Was Social Security eligible.
And like, was yeah. just like, and had a buddy who was just like, who he was drinking with one day. And he's like, hey, could I like borrow your Social Security number and just like go play junior college football again? And he was like, I don't know. Sure. Why not? And did.
That sounds like a good use of my identity. Sure.
And did and was good. And Texas... And Texas, like, gave him a scholarship offer. And they didn't find out until the night before the Sugar Bowl or the day before the Sugar Bowl. And they were like, ah, fuck. Ah, we've been completely bamboozled by this, like, 30-year-old man.
So if your friend uses your identity to play college football, then you end up with his degree, I think.
Yes, that's correct.
And then you can use it to apply for jobs you're not qualified for. This is brilliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is amazing.
I think it's a good deal. And then you get mail for the rest of your life about donating to the school you never attended.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
That's listen, that's very easy. It's very easy. That's the easiest part. I got Florida this past week calling me. I'm like, would you like to give money? No. No, I would not. Tell Ben Sessa to resign. And then maybe I'll consider
it. Is he still there?
Oh yeah, he's still there.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while.
It's gonna be a while. He's useless. He's just sitting there. He knows it too.
Well, you know, that's good.
It's great to have a job where everybody knows you're completely useless and not there for the long haul. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's good you've contained him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've at least contained him with. I think he's afraid to go places on campus because he has this like little cadre of hardcore protesters who just hate his ass.
Yeah, Gators don't travel.
Yeah, that's correct. We don't go on the road. Ben Sass is just, maybe he's more suited for the job than I
can. Does he not know how to zigzag?
No, you're supposed to zigzag.
You zigzag toward him when you're protesting him.
Yeah. It confuses him.
So you just told the story of someone using eligibility they didn't know they had, which is actually a roundabout segue to what I wanted to do today.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go find this guy's name real quick because I don't want to just leave it. Ron McKelvey Weaver. Sometimes he was Ron McKelvey, sometimes he was Ron Weaver.
I could have told you.
This was in 1995. Like, not a time when you should have been this easily bamboozled by this shit.
If it was 1955, I can see. People had no way of 100%. Verifying anything.
Yeah, that's when you'd be like, I have six families.
I have six families, nine bankruptcies, and I'm the king of the world.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry. Here's one good thing about him. His teammates. So after this was all discovered, he fled. Like, they were at the Sugar Bowl Hotel and he just
fled.
He just left.
Skadoodled.
He absolutely skadoodled. But, they asked his teammates later, like, was there anything weird about this dude? And they were like, well, they thought he was 23. And they were like, every morning he'd get up at 7 a.m., brew a pot of coffee, and drink it in his robe while reading the newspaper. I think, you know, 23.
Starting to see the signs.
Sorry, I had to share that a little bit.
He lit a pipe.
He put on a very long sleeping gown at night with a little cap.
Had a candle.
Then he would talk to three Christmas ghosts every night. But he's 23.
I don't know. That motherfucker told me I bid you good morrow every time I saw him. Who does that? Ron? Yeah. He was saying things like, I can't believe I voted for Carter. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So... kind of in that vein, I know that we get a bunch of this is the time of year when we're of course, as members of the draft apparatus, we have to acknowledge things.
What is
scientifically.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, we're draft experts.
I've been in Indianapolis during the combine. So
if any NFL office has made any decision based even in the slightest part on this podcast, I need them to cop to it right now.
Jim Irsay, give me a call at 404.
We know you've heard us, Jim. We know you have.
We know. We're in the background right now, Jim. Let me save you some problems, big fella. Just call me and I'll vet them all for you, okay?
Drink some water, Jim.
Yeah.
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really, the Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then, well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless. And GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little band called The Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right. Even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute because GameTime.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with GameTime. You can download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
I wanted to do this because I think it's unfair that I think football players don't have the same opportunities that a lot of other athletes have. In other sports, particularly in soccer, there's this time-honored tradition of rising through the ranks and then falling back down through said ranks on your way out of your prime assignment, out of your top-tier leagues, okay? And it's not, I make it sound sad, it's not. It's not. As usual, I've got the emotional tone of this wrong. It's not the saddest thing in the world to see Lionel Messi in Miami. It's not. Okay, that's entertaining. You can get a lot of fun out of this. I'm saying if you can still do the job at some level, why wouldn't you? Leading me to this. I think you should be able to do the same in football. Now, we don't have a minor league in football, and we don't really have other leagues in football. And, you know, most of these guys, they're not. We kind of do.
But they don't stick around for more than 2 years.
Right. So,
other than the CFL.
No. I was going to say, like, the CFL. No. The CFL and various incarnations of, you know, the XFL, USFL,
there's
whatever.
There's the CFL, like, and then the other ones that I can't even remember which ones are around right now.
What are we? I don't know what we're on right now.
The Rock has one, as
always. But, like, the CFL can theoretically be the thing that you're talking about.
The Rock was mentioned. Let me go ahead and just say, brother,
Terramana, $7, why don't we just go ahead in my pocket?
Yeah, why don't we just go ahead and enjoy this discussion over a little bit of Terramana tequila, brother. Lord knows I was tearing it up last night. By tearing it up, I mean working out until 3 a.m. and then sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber because I am a preternaturally huge 56-year-old man
who couldn't throw any short.
Yeah. Couldn't throw and I'm short. Okay, like I said, I came to this podcast with $5. $5.
Down to $4 that I had.
Thanks to all of our fighting men for making what we do possible.
Thanks to Wendy Surge pricing.
Thanks to Wendy's.
The Rock Surge pricing.
Brother, this promo is going to be 15% more expensive than usual. Hope you're ready. Because the people
the
are
the Rock Market. Huh? Huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
No,
sure.
I pulled something. That was good.
All right.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. But so you think we should have a seniors tour of sorts?
I think
for
we should have
pro football.
I think you should have at least 4 years eligibility on the other side.
Back in college.
In college.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah.
Should these be specifically old person schools?
Grad school.
So we have a grad school league.
No, you're playing with everybody else.
So each school has its own grad students.
Yeah.
Who have played in the NFL.
Yeah, who have played in the NFL. No, we don't want a bunch of old guys. No, we want to, listen, don't you want to spread the lessons of leadership that somebody like, I don't know, Antonio Brown?
This is a Bull Durham situation. Oh. No, a what? No. No.
Did I say Antonio Brown? No, that'd be a crazy bad idea. Never mind.
That's the worst possible idea.
No, you're saying he doesn't have guidance.
So he needs it from
21-year-olds.
From the 22-year-olds to set him straight.
That's a bad plan and probably illegal.
This is the weirdest old guy in the world.
Yeah, this is. I think that we should be able to, you know, on the way back down, you get a little more college in your bloodstream.
Yeah,
share that experience. Go back. If we have all these complaints about nobody knowing how to play the game anymore, and nobody understanding
what real football's about. You come to the league and you're not ready. How else can we prepare our future professional athletes for the game that they're going to experience and or convey some of the most important life experiences? Now, I don't think it would behoove anyone, especially the older player, to go to the same team that they played for in college. I don't. Nope. You're not learning anything. You're just sort of recycling the same water in the same trough. I think you need to go someplace you didn't go. So what I propose today is that we take... Oh, I'm sorry, I just read this. Dan Enos is going to be an offensive assistant at Florida. Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow. After all those jokes. My. How the Enos comes home to roost. For whom the Enos tolls.
It's so over. Oh my God, Billy. Just resign now. It's done.
Hold on. I don't know if this helps or not.
It won't.
I'm seeing Florida's hiring former Arkansas offensive coordinator Dan Enos in an off-field capacity with a focus on scouting and head coach projects. I don't know what head coach like.
They need more guys.
Does that mean head coach?
Because so he's going to pick the next one because they know Billy's done. That
room of polo shirts has more polo shirts to spread around.
Yeah.
It's so they can Thomas Crown Affair things. It's so they can be like, all right, everybody on Monday, everybody shave your head and put on matching polo shirts and they'll never be able to find
coach. Fire me.
They'll never be able to fire him because they
won't
find
Clay Helton protocol.
We're going to be in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. They'll never fire me.
And we'll all get an accent like him. I'm Spurticus.
I'm Billy Napier. I'm Billy Napier.
I'm Billy Spurticus.
Billy?
I'm Billy Napier. Scared money don't make money, especially when you can't find it.
To be fair, scared money don't make money is some shit you say when you jump off something you shouldn't jump off.
scared money don't make money is the first person I heard it from was my dad. Not good.
Business genius, your dad.
Yeah, not good.
I'm sure he's made a number of good bets.
Bets is the correct word. Yeah.
I mean, that guy zero is a number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just nodding.
All right. Sorry that Dan Enos has ruined the podcast.
I don't know.
He has so many times before.
Where's Dan? Don't answer that.
Now you know. You're the one who knows.
Now I know.
Told you not to set that Google alert, but you just wouldn't listen.
No, Florida football just brings no joy to my life.
If nothing else, this should reinforce to you that when we record the show, don't have Twitter open. It can lead to no good.
That was an email alert. That's what I get.
What?
See? No, I have certain email alerts, believe it or not, and this is what I get for having them. See?
So you've talked before about your many email alerts. What are some others?
Florida, let's see. Heist. I have a
sure. You're in Danger Guerrero.
Well,
me and Brian Grubb.
There's some grift going on here, so.
Yeah, I've got Heist. I have an email alert. I have an email alert for Jill Scott, and I don't need you to ask about why.
Jill Scott Heist. What is she up to now?
And I have an email alert for Florida football.
That's it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Those are the three most important things in your life?
Evidently.
You need the latest information on.
Need the latest information on those three things?
Like some sort of incredibly fucked up Batman. You're like, Alfred, I need you to run a search on these three topics. Mm-hmm. Keep me updated at all times.
I'm not seeing the connection.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Alfred, where's the Jill Scott file?
Again, sir? I need to study this alone.
God.
It's the Fap Cave.
I hate you.
We all knew that's where that was going.
Man.
Yeah, but it's right there. I had to do it. It's a big shiny red button.
All right, hold on.
Hit it.
Other question. What is the most recent email alert you've gotten for the Heist notification?
That's a good question. Let me look.
Let me look. Email notification for Heist.
Let's see. What is Jill Scott up to? A new album coming.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Let's see. Almost $10 million stolen in crypto heist.
Okay.
That could be any
no!
day. That could be okay. any day. That doesn't narrow it down at all.
Also, it might be that might mean $6. I have
yeah,
no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. $9.7 million worth of Ethereum in this case.
Okay.
Give me LAPD give me some... cracks Nike sneaker heist ring.
Okay.
After yeah. uncolored.
A little better. Also of speculative value, I would argue.
What are they doing with the sneakers?
Can I get
Super Snap Googling police auction Nikes?
Does this do they are they on StockX?
How about four this men one. Accused of stealing $675,000 worth of beer in Houston?
That's what I'm talking about. That's the heist we those are the kind of heist we beer, want.
Quite frankly. 375 pallets of beer.
This is my favorite one that I have gotten, which is a second suspect has been tracked down in a skip-scanning heist at the Villages. Yeah. I think stealing from old people is legal, and you should just continue doing it without
those
any
old
sort
people.
Of...
Those specific old people, yes.
Yeah, sure. The Village. You should be allowed to steal anything at the Villages. Wouldn't that lead to societal chaos? Yes.
The purge of heists.
It's, yeah. You just end up with, like, cool, I have 25 golf carts now. That's it.
Yeah. I have 19 copies of Michael McDonald's Motown covers album.
I'm the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
All right. What is this game you want us to play?
I would like to take every
vape
starting...
store heist. Sorry.
Yes. Villages heist. Actually, I'm going to read the names and addresses of people in the Villages.
Okay,
and I'm going
sure.
to
if you
assign
get to my grandma, it's going to be weird.
On my signal, let the games begin.
Yes.
What's the game? I return to you some shit old people like.
Archers!
On my signal. Hold! Wait for the golf carts to, like, crest the hill.
Mm-hmm. How many solo flexes can one man use? Let's find out. I am going to take every starting NFL quarterback.
Okay.
All of them! Uh-huh. We're going to
There were, like, 40
them.
Last year, so good luck.
We're going to... Well, I'm going to take one for each franchise.
Okay. Mm.
Okay.
Sorry, Joe Flacco.
So Desmond Ritter's still around.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said professional
for
quarterbacks.
Now.
We're
for
not
now.
Going to worry about the Falcons.
Okay, thank you. Wait, yeah. Does that mean we as a college team get a professional quarterback now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Fine.
Yeah, yeah. We're just going to take them and we're going to assign them to a team where we think that they would fit best, where it would be most harmonious, where they would really where they could make a difference, you know, to the kids. Where,
so colleges get to draft.
You know, we're just going to assign them. So I will start. For instance, we'll use our first one as an example. The Baltimore Ravens currently have at starting quarterback Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson. He played for Louisville when he was in college. We're going to reassign him. If he's going to come back down, have his own little personal episode of old school, his own little Maradona on the way down playing for, you know, second team Buenos Aires teams, right? Like that's what I'm doing here. Where are we going to put Lamar? Where would we rehome Lamar in the college world for his golden years? Where would 35-year-old Lamar Jackson pull up to an $1,100 a month off-campus apartment and say, here, my PlayStation goes here.
So he'll be 35 in like 20 years.
Yes.
The two-time NFL MVP at
yes.
the age of 15 currently. Please don't send him to Arkansas. He's already done his time with Bobby Petrino.
I think you should say, I understand you don't want to send him back to Louisville, and I'm fine with that. I do think he should stay ACC. I think there is some value in, like, you know, go back to where...
So Stanford. Where,
God, that's so weird. It's never going away. It's never going away.
The day the fucking video game comes out, I'm putting everyone back.
I am reordering the world as I like.
I am a return with a V guy as soon as that game comes out. Yeah.
Just pulling off the mask.
The West has fallen, and I will fix it by putting SMU back where it belongs. So I like the conference idea, though.
Miami is in some ways an obvious choice. Like, you can give them sort of a taste of, like, if only you'd done this.
Yeah.
It might be where you choose, like, getting to go home.
100%. I think that has some appeal. Can I talk you into a Virginia Tech?
I could do that. Yeah, that would be...
I think that would be fun.
I mean, hey, Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson, same school.
Yeah.
What about the
imagine
other
the
tech?
Highlight packages?
Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
And we're bringing back the option.
Georgia Tech's a pretty interesting choice.
They could use it. No, like, everyone's still good. People are still going to games in Blacksburg. Nobody's going to Tech.
Yeah, they could use it.
He could also.
I like this imagery of, like, the Falcons decided they didn't want Lamar Jackson, right, but instead he's going to go to Georgia Tech. It immediately changes, at least for the short term, the tenor of the Georgia Tech rivalry. Like, I don't think they can just be like, easy win. They're like, ah, fuck, we got to play Lamar Jackson at the end of the year. That sucks. I like that. I can go with Server's suggestion. I can go with Georgia Tech.
Okay. I like this.
I'm in control.
Server controls the board.
Sir, yes. Server, your assignment, if you so choose,
rob the villages,
is Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. Hmm. Where are you sending our big, beautiful bro? someplace where he can roam free, play golf, not wear pants for years on end.
This is the same division, or this is the same conference thing again, but Boise State just aired out on the blue field.
Okay.
I like that.
Boise State's return to greatness.
I also think Josh Allen would be great at San Diego State.
I think we're all kind of on the same vibe here.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest that he might want to consider. He might want to consider it. He might want to, because I know he was cold.
Sure.
He played in a place where he really wasn't allowed to sort of, I think, enjoy all of the fruits of his labor. And that's not going to be the case if my brother, he goes to Arizona State.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definite, I would say, bro tendencies. Nothing what, wrong with that, of course.
If Josh Allen played at Texas, what on earth would Sark cook up for him? He would let him do some crazy shit.
Some fucked up shit.
100%.
I mean, no. And it goes beyond let, because, like, I don't know if you can stop him from doing
sure.
That's the shit. Right. NFL can't. He's going to do what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm. One sort of element in all of this is the notion that any of these players are going to be coached.
Yeah, there is that.
That doesn't
there
work for me, brother.
Yeah.
Can we?
There may be a couple on this list, by the way, that you'll say maybe they would be coached.
Okay.
Can we send the most, how about chaotic good quarterback to Iowa? Where they don't want quarterbacks doing a goddamn thing.
Who is the most chaotic good quarterback?
Josh Allen.
Yeah, no. That's a great idea. He has the most. I saw a stat that he has the most picks in, like, the last three seasons in the NFL or something crazy like that. Those are just those, like, extra punts.
Yeah.
For Iowa.
Yeah,
he's perfect strategy. Wow. Mm. Yeah, he's the quarterback, like, who comes with punts preloaded.
Suddenly, mm-hmm. Iowa is every play is must watch, as it is now currently no plays are must watch.
My only objection is if you send Josh Allen to Iowa, they're just going to be like, we're running him 45 times. We're throwing six passes.
He's good with that.
With a 37-year-old man.
His knees are going to be toast in 3 years. Easy.
I get to trample teenagers? Let's do it.
I would also argue that Kirk Cousins is the most spiritually Iowa NFL quarterback in some ways.
Yeah, but we're definitely not. We're definitely not sending him to Iowa, though.
Is that a Keymaster gatekeeper situation?
Too potent.
Okay.
I think that would turn Kirk Cousins evil.
Slightly more evil. Yeah.
Slightly, like grandiosely evil.
Right. Like the Omen. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Kirk Cousins and Kirk Ferentz just become one Kirk.
Oh no, you made Mega Kirk.
Bring us milk.
So I am going to continue a spiritual path that I think he's embarked on long ago to be everyone's ideal quarterback and all things to all men by moving to Cincinnati Bengals Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow, I'm going to go ahead and say that he has already covered the Midwest. He's already covered the South in the form of Louisiana. And I think we need to move Joe where we need champions. We need them to get back on the map in full. They've come close, very, very close. But I think that given how good he looks in a beanie, I'm going to put him back at University of Washington.
Huh. Okay.
I thought you were going to go Oregon.
I thought you were going USC.
Okay.
He does kind of look like a USC quarterback.
But is that, no. He's had a successful NFL career, so that's not true.
His pallor speaks Seattle to me.
We've never seen how the former NFL career translates to being a USC quarterback.
You're right.
Yeah, exactly. If you want NFL success at USC, you're going to have to pipe it in.
It's not coming out.
You know what?
Very proven.
I guess the other most recently successful USC quarterback also played for the Bengals, so I can go with that.
Wow.
Also, this is when Joe Burrow has his unfortunate flirtation with acting. I could see USC. That would work. But honestly, Joe Burrow, massive achievement being a man who's pale no matter how much time he spends in the sun.
When 33-year-old Joe Burrow takes the field in Columbus for a conference game... It's going to be a lot of mixed feelings.
Ohio State made him!
I like that claim as if it's like he was sourced here. He's built of Ohio State products.
Hey, that's where they got the materials for him. The assembly line is here.
That man is made of Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, same. Same.
It's true. Sure,
he's more frosty than man.
That's why we're equally the equal caliber of athlete.
Yeah, that's why my body's worth different prices depending on the time of day. It's Wendy's surge pricing, just downstream effects. Let's see. No, we're not doing the Browns next. The Denver Broncos.
who do you want to go with for this?
Which young men are being bummed out by having to listen to Russell Wilson?
We are now entering the phase where you have to identify who a team's starting quarterback is, and I don't think the Denver Broncos know this answer, so I'm very excited to see what you say.
I'm gonna go with the funnier option.
Okay.
And the funnier option here is Russell Wilson, because Russell Wilson is always the funnier option. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean slapstick funny. No, I mean cringe.
Right.
Cringe humor. Yeah. It starts with Russell Wilson. So Russell, by the way, already a two-stopper on the college circuit. So on the way back down, where's Russ going to be inspiring and networking?
who are the cringe humor kings of college football?
Brian Kelly.
The Texas A&M Yell Leaders is the answer. Oh, okay, they are the cringe. Okay. So Russ would be a great Aggie. He's already got like a very culty feel to him.
Already 12th man adjacent.
Yes. Like, I think Russ would be a perfect Aggie.
Good God.
Yes, given the 12 different people he's already pretended to be, he would be
like,
perfect.
Like Broncos Nation Let's Ride is delivered in the exact same cadence as a Midnight Yell joke. Mm-hmm.
Also, some overlap in certain political type beliefs.
Oh, he does want to be president. So really, A&M is a great place to start.
Yes.
For the full pivot, right? Mm-hmm. If you like, can't you just see him being like, hey, listen, man, all I want to do is you know, help these guys succeed and really sort of show everybody what I think limited government can do. Yeah.
Be like, what?
Is this how Sierra's like, I'm not moving there?
I don't think that's happening. I will live in Dallas.
We have a
Zoom. He's going to be in Dallas or Houston. Yeah. That was almost terrifyingly easy.
Yep.
By the way, the other option was Jarrett Stidham. We'll just send him back to Auburn. He'll be the only person we'll give a waiver. He could just go back.
Anybody can go back to Auburn because it's not real.
That's right. That's right. It's the Brigadoon of college football. It's
the ultimate waypoint.
Yes. Next, the Houston Texans with C.J. Stroud. Wow. I'm going to send C.J. Stroud back to Georgia so he can win a title.
Okay. Because he sure couldn't at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not nice.
This is C.J. Stroud in like 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not right
now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, I would imagine that a lot of bids coming in in Georgia. Georgia
like,
lands them.
Think of C.J. Stroud's game, by the way. He will be playing forever. Like, right. This is not C.J. Stroud is not a dude who is like the word scrambler is not really even close to the like that's a pocket dude. He's going to be doing this barring terrible injury forever. He's going to be wrecking people.
Okay.
2052 Georgia. Got it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. Back. He'll play so long that Georgia will go through another fallow period. Right.
Kirby heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. So motivation.
Oh, did it. There it is.
Motivation hater.
February 27th. The disrespect.
35 more. 35 more years of Georgia dominance because Spencer Hall.
Just Kirby's
local groundhog. Spencer Hall talk shit about the dogs.
All hopped up on Dan Enos here.
Secret backroom weapon, Dan Enos.
Yes.
You don't even have room for him in the inventory.
He can only be he can only be a secret weapon. Because his threat is decidedly pointed. Actually, his threat points the other way. Dan point Enos is the gun target. That points backwards.
Dan Enos point towards target.
Yeah, he's a claymore. A poorly labeled claymore. Indianapolis Colts, Anthony Richardson.
Can we just totally squander the incredible athleticism? Can we send him somewhere where?
Oh yeah,
just not going to be deployed.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What you got?
Well, we've already used Iowa, but there's the whole rest of the Big Ten West. So just anywhere in there. Actually, I don't even know what the Big Ten West is now. So Nebraska, they can squander anything. It's nothing against Anthony Richardson. It's just...
No. It's just a situational call. Sold! Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence.
Well,
please imagine, by the way, the inner dirtbag that will be revealed by retirement-era Trevor Lawrence.
Are we keeping him teal? Are we going Coastal Carolina?
Like, in my mind, he's gone full Terry, like, bald on top, hair around the sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a little thinner.
Yeah.
At least he's kind of got a skullet going.
Yeah.
Brother, you know what that's saying to me? Texas Tech. Let's put him out there, baby. It's a dry county out there. Not when I'm around, brother. I keep it wet.
Jesus Christ.
The skullet keeps it wet.
The yeah. Duval is just going to get into his bloodstream like permanently. It's already there.
I spent 15 years in Jacksonville, then I moved to Lubbock.
What'd you want? The opposite? See? That's the opposite of Jacksonville.
The sights of Clemson and Jacksonville. I just had to find an even.
Here's my weird bankruptcy story.
Hey, the feds won't find you out here. I can tell you that.
They don't want to.
Yeah, they don't want. Nobody wants to drive out here. I owe $840,000 to the IRS. You think they're driving their ass
you
out
can only
here?
Get
no
served,
way.
You can only get served with a subpoena by a bat in Lubbock. So,
this is Trevor Lawrence, 4 wives, 2 bankruptcies, and 1 spectacular
PED
case later.
I'm so fucking sick of looking at bridges. Moving to Lubbock, Texas.
Hey, man, listen. I thought that pool supply company was a sure thing.
It was a vending machine. I know.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't want to go in the pool supply store.
I know. I thought in the airport people would need muriatic acid. I don't know what to tell you.
You tell me how muriatic acid at discount can go wrong.
So if these former NFL players perform really well in college, can they be redrafted?
Oh, boy.
Not Trevor. He can't go back legally. Legally, okay. Dirtbag Trevor.
We can't go back to Jacksonville, right?
Where he can't go back to
Jacksonville. We've still got 5 wanted stars, I understand. There's tanks and shit.
Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell had a lot of cash tied up in that muriatic acid concern.
Yeah. But perhaps he could go elsewhere.
And he's petty, too. He's old and petty. All right, next, an intriguing one. The Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes.
Wow, who's going to be like 47?
Yeah.
Yeah.
12 Super Bowl victories.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about Patrick's needs at this point in life, okay? Victory is not a concern for him. He's had it. He's had them all. He's got like 9 Super Bowls.
I really want to hear Patrick Mahomes in his 47-year-old Kenny Powers voice talking about the greatness of the Michigan Wolverines.
He's coming back to be the after becoming the best NFL quarterback, he's coming back to become the best Michigan quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's really good. It's also definitely the opposite of the Texas Tech experience.
You're going to throw the ball 4 times a game. That's it.
We're going to win.
That's right. You know, also, I really can't wait to listen to Michigan alums complain about Jackson.
Like, oh, also, he'll do this just to take. He'll do this just to put another thumb in Brady's eye. Just be like, right, look how they look. Hey, Tom, they love me. Listen.
I won a title there. You didn't.
How are your kids? They don't talk to you.
They love me.
Hey, Tom, look, I'm actually starting in college.
Did you know that Patrick Mahomes is polyamorous? Yeah, it's just to get a Brady. That's it. It's him, his wife, and Giselle. They're just
I'm with Bridget Moynihan, and I'm staying.
I'm collecting them all. Just Andy Reid on his couch going, "Go Pat, good job, buddy. Bring me some nuggies." Las Vegas Raiders, Aiden O'Connell. Okay.
Jesus.
I know. But let's just assume that Aiden is, you know, sensible. He wants a.
This is like maybe 3 years from now.
Yes. This is three. That's not anything against Aiden. That's just ambitious. A Raiders thing.
Yeah. He's got Raiders all over him.
He does. It's no cream can get that out of your skin.
And the Saints can only tolerate so many former ex Raiders on their salary.
Also, if you remember, where did Aiden go to school? Aiden went to Purdue.
Yeah. So,
sure. Okay.
And then he went from Purdue and was thrown into the fires of Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my man's going to need something calm. He's going to need something stable. He's going to need someplace close to a dark sky territory.
Boston
right?
College. Like,
yeah. Where?
Boston College.
We just did it. There
the
you go.
The starry skies of Boston.
Do you want to go someplace where you can just play just football like, and nobody will care?
It's too easy for me to just listen to a Boston accent say Aiden O'Connell.
Which is Pete Thamel giving us breathless updates on Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, yeah. How do NFL reporters handle this whole scheme of, like, people leaving the NFL to go to college? Mm-hmm. This is just, does not compute. Nope, mm-hmm. does not compute.
Mm-hmm. No, the conditions just, they're terrible in the NFL.
Oh, it's
right
easy.
Now.
It's easy. They care so much about the game that they want to go make it better.
Yeah.
Right. They are going to be the ones to fix college football.
Yes.
They are,
yes.
Okay.
The NFL is doing right by its poor little brother.
Having seen the injustice that is NIL.
All right. Justin Herbert of the Los Angeles Chargers. Remember, played at Oregon, cannot go back to Oregon.
I don't think we should make Justin Herbert play more football after he's done with the Chargers. I think by the time he's done with the Chargers, we should say Justin Herbert can be done with football.
You have served. You've done your time, sir.
Yes.
Are we putting him in the Jake Plummer? You could go play handball category.
Yeah, you could go open a vape store. You can whatever, man. Like,
oh, perfect. Perfect. Then he could do the J.R. Smith thing. North Carolina A&T as a golfer.
Sure. Sure.
Oh, man. HBCU baseball, too. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. This is great. Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. So North Carolina A&T. Justin Herbert.
A&T. Golf esports.
Golf specifically. Yes.
Golf esports.
Golf. Yeah. Esports. Golf and esports.
Playing the Tiger Woods game.
Playing Tiger Woods.
I'm a dual sport athlete.
Athlete. Miami Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Goes to erase all of his brother's records in I'm sold. no debate. we're advancing this motion and
they
moving
still,
to the
they
next
still
one.
Like go 8-4 to be clear.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, we have precedent for this already, so I'm going to invoke it again. This franchise benched a player for another player. I think it's much funnier if we use the benched player, and you will see why. Mac Jones.
Oh God,
Mac Jones. Where are we sending Mac-a-million Jones?
So we've already used...
again, this might be in 2 years.
Duke. So we've already used Bill O'Brien's current location.
Let's send him to Duke.
God, this is a good... Look at him.
I just think he has like a real Duke quality to
just
him.
Just fucking look at him.
Yeah. We can tell people he's Daniel Jones's brother. It's fine.
You mean I'll get free tickets to the lacrosse game whenever I want to go?
Do people do that with the last name Jones? Are you related to... Wait, I knew a Smith.
It's a great call. Great call, guys.
Plus, like, if you're bad at Duke, they're going to be fine with it. It's not the same thing as being a bad Patriots quarterback. Like, it'll be fine. It's not going to matter.
All right, I like this. I like this.
It's a kindness.
Oh, brother, we're there. You ready? We're there. The New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, man. Somewhere with a lot of information.
Yeah.
Man, I'm glad he's not going to Lubbock. That would have been too dangerous.
What school would be most annoyed by how much he wants to talk? Like, who Let's is the see. Most info control-y school at this point? USC is one of them.
The Bama. Most
Bama oh my. Has traditionally, yeah, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers to Bama would be so bad.
Bama's quarterback with his weekly 30 minutes on sports Alex Jones.
just him just showing up to that like sports bar, right? And having to tell a room full of people, yeah, you know, like, if you just smear enough rosemary on your feet, you won't get the plague. It's real.
There's one school I think might hate this more, and that's Notre Dame. I really don't think Notre Dame wants any piece of Aaron Rodgers talking on the radio for an hour every week.
Notre Dame's starting quarterback has gone on a 2-month fart journey to discover more about whatever.
I mean,
now there is
more.
A Catholic convert with opinions about some shit that happened in 1442.
A trad cap.
Absolutely.
Oh God, Aaron Rodgers trad cap stage. Jesus. Keep it. You know that every pope since 1419 has been illegitimate.
They're AIs. They're all AIs.
They are.
Look
I just
up.
Like. I just like an originalist approach to the Constitution. That's.
So when I was sitting in my fart cave, what I discovered.
Thank you for introducing us to the concept of Aaron Rodgers fart yurt.
That's what he did.
What are you gonna do? Just gonna sit with my farts for a while.
First of all, the Da Vinci Code is real. I just want to like put that right out of front.
It was given to me that
Professor Dan Brown, I think, is the source for that.
So I've decided that here at Notre Dame, we're Protestant now. But by which I mean we protest stuff.
This is all too real, and I hate it. This is great. Ooh, I like this one. Here we go. Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to go with Kenny Pickett.
Can't keep shipping him back and forth across the facility. Can't go back to Pitt.
Yeah, no, he cannot go back to Pitt. That is one of the rules we have here, as tempting as the thought might be.
Penn State.
That's like the least Fuck. Of it. I need to just keep the I need the Pennsylvania triple crown. I'm going to go to Temple, then I'm going to go to Penn State. I'm looking up, has any player ever played for Penn State, Temple, and Pittsburgh?
Pitt.
Don't think so. Nobody's ever pulled off the cholesterol trifecta of playing for all three.
Yeah. But mostly because, yes, like, there is a significant segment of the population that once you say, like, okay, he's no longer a Steeler, they're like, oh, thank God. It's like, now he's Penn State's starting quarterback. They're like, oh, fuck. God damn it.
Shit. Tennessee Titans and Will Levis. Will Levis. I have an answer, by the way. All of this time spent around all of those bachelorette parties, the last thing he's going to want to do is to hang around a single other woman. He's going to go to a service academy where the numbers are significantly skewed towards men.
Air Force?
Yeah, like, what is the one? Yeah, where's the most? Where is he just like, I just want to hang with my bros for a while.
It's got to be
Air Force is the answer. No, because how does Will Levis fit into what Army runs?
Doesn't matter. He's like, okay. I'm here for some cardio.
If the whole point is he's deeply sexist now.
Yeah. He's seen the worst that humanity can bring in the form, sure, of a lady, which is a bachelorette party in Nashville.
Will Levis transfers to the Citadel. Weird.
So Will Levis to Liberty.
Yes. Will Levis to... I don't want to think about how hard that's actually coming. Yeah, that's on the way. Now, we're into the NFC.
Oh, Jason, fuck.
I'm so sorry.
That ain't good.
The cauldron.
You thought that was weird. That was nothing.
All right, let's
Desmond Ritter.
Because I don't want to dwell on these.
Desmond Ritter. So,
Desmond Ritter has like Florida transfer written all over him.
So we're sending him to Florida and then bouncing, yes, somewhere else.
Yeah,
and we'll just see where he goes.
Yes.
Desmond, okay, Ritter, sure, is a Desmond Ritter. I'm going to go
at
ahead
which
and
point
just,
he'll be awesome.
Yes. I'm going to put him on that. Yeah, I'm going to put him on that Jacoby Brissett path. We're just going to put him to Boston College, then to NC State. Would you do that?
Sure.
He'll, I think,
just
that's right.
Hang around,
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love this one. Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray.
Let's see.
Oh, we use Georgia Tech.
College esports champs would be.
Yeah, where's the. But, baby, I'm here to do two sports.
That's actually Boise.
Is it?
They're really good. I know Boise State is really, really good at esports because they got in early on, I think.
Why can we so send Kyler Murray up to the MAC? Can we send Kyler Murray somewhere or to
where
to
he'd be big?
Yeah, where it's just like, we don't care. We don't care that you're 5'9". Like, you're welcome here. Short kings are kings.
It is so hard to find which.
It is. I found one. It is Miami of Ohio. Is
there you go.
One.
Miami,
okay,
of Ohio.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
They're the number one esports. This is according to bestcolleges.com, top 10 college varsity esports programs.
Sounds legit.
Three programs, yep, including varsity teams, so League of Legends, Hearthstone, and Overwatch.
I think, wow, we were onto something here. Everything is lining up. What we said about the MAC and a MAC program. I'm looking at a list via nerdstreet.com, whatever that is, the best esports program that is also an FBS program is Akron. So we were onto something here.
Okay.
So we're going to send him to Miami of Ohio.
Yeah.
Miami of Ohio. I feel bad because he might not want anything to do with football once this is over, but we're going to go ahead and reverse draft him back to college anyway, where he was very successful. Bryce Young of the Carolina Panthers.
I think if we gave Bryce Young this path, he might retire tomorrow.
we can allow, I'm that. Good. Do we think he would just...
Nope, fuck it. Hate it here.
Bryce Young has retired. Next, the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields.
Let's send Justin Fields to Clemson. That feels like a good old school, like, turn the screw in Georgia a little bit. It's not going to work.
Send him, can we send him literally home to Kennesaw State?
Okay.
Yeah,
thank,
yeah,
you.
Send him home.
You never ask for anything on behalf of the Owls, so I think that's,
thank,
fine.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll grant you Justin Fields. Also, I'm pretty sure Justin Fields, who, if you have not followed him as a professional, has had some of the most balls out honest press conferences I've ever seen. I don't mean being a dick. I mean him just being like, you know, I mean, if football doesn't work out, like he's
I mean,
he's
that's
like,
what playing for the Bears does.
He's basically said like, yeah, I play for the Bears. Come on. What this isn't my fault.
It's not just I play for the Bears. It's I'm a Bears quarterback. You, yeah, can be almost anything else for the Bears and be like, this is pretty sweet. Bears quarterback is a doomed path for everyone.
Yeah. He's very emotionally immature when it comes to how much of the blame he's going to shoulder. And I don't mean that in terms of like Leon can't do it alone.
No one who's walked this path has lived up to Eric Kramer. That's what being a Bears quarterback means.
He knows. He knows. Right? So yeah, Kennesaw State, congratulations.
Thank you.
Justin Fields. This next one, I'm shuddering to think of what we might have to do to find the right place for him. Dak Prescott. Dak
Ole Miss.
Prescott.
like in some of these, you just make the most troublesome decision and you just put him on Ole Miss.
That's right. Also, if you want to play for a deranged boss at the college level, who more so than Ole Miss boosters? You know, you're like, hey, who's
the
your
other
boss?
Thing is, like, I actually do think if you did this, Ole Miss fans would be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, there would
be no like, oh no, he's one of them. They would just be like, yeah, you're a Reb now.
I think the other flip that
you'd
see. Go
practice your dog pee.
The other flip you'd see is after years of the Ole Miss fans saying like, oh, actually he sucks. The instant that guy walks in the door, holy shit, we got a fucking big ass quarterback.
He did so much for the Cowboys. They don't appreciate him.
Man, he's got that big head too. So I hope he kind of grows into it. So by the time he gets to Ole Miss, he's like 280. You know, no scrambling whatsoever. Just hold on, boys. I ain't going to run today on account of my lumbago. All right.
Trebuchet don't move side to side.
Yeah. You think artillery sprints? No. It just goes boom. The Detroit Lions, Jared Goff. That's Ooh. Cal graduate. Jared Goff. Actually, I don't know if he graduated, but he definitely attended.
Cal participant.
Cal participant.
So, staying in the ACC.
Oh, Jared Goff feels very Florida State to me.
Hmm. Yeah? Yeah? Well, like, yeah. Basically, we could run Chris Winkie back?
Just vibes. Just, like, he's got FSU vibes. And I don't even necessarily mean that in a negative way. Just, like, I could see Jared Goff being like, oh, I love it here. This is great.
I want Jared Goff to go to some place with a student body that's going to be the opposite of Berkeley's.
Okay, you know? So Florida State.
Yeah, DeSalt.
Florida State.
What are you guys protesting? Yeah, man, the Chipotle's closed.
No, again, it's Wendy's surge pricing.
Hey, this is tyranny. So what are you guys protesting? They don't sell Zins here anymore. You need to bring that shit back.
Maxim magazine.
This is a hospital. Yeah, they used to sell Zin.
You think surgeons run on goodwill? Hell no.
The governor said hospitals have to sell Zin.
He might have. I don't know. That totally could have happened.
The Pack and Freedom Act of 2028 demands it.
All state
buildings must sell Zen and guns.
I, Harvard Law graduate George P. Pandorok of Newport Richey, do want to protect our valuable freedoms with utter sincerity by passing this here Zen protection law. Which states that pediatricians must sell Zin.
Like Jared
A thing
Goff.
I definitely believe.
Jared Goff, who famously didn't know which way the sun set, would come to Florida and be like, holy shit, these people are dumb as hell.
He's like, Jared Goff might go there and become the smartest person in the state instantly.
It's Idiocracy. All right, who we got?
His future in politics just set when they're like, listen, man, these people will vote for anything.
He's too verbose, that Jared Goff. He makes me feel stupid.
I don't trust him. He knows what words mean.
Yeah, but I know how important Zins are to everybody.
He spoke out against Zin. Boo!
Next, the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love. Jordan Love, you say attended.
Don't send him back. He had to wait five years for the fart man to leave.
This is let's just agree. This is a ways off. This is a ways off.
Okay, we'll just dismiss Jordan Love because it would be mean. It would be mean at this point to do that to him. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like this one. The Los Angeles Rams, Matthew Stafford. That's wow. Super Bowl winner, Matthew
Damn,
Stafford.
Now I'm mad we used up the FSU slot because...
So the only thing anyone really remembers about his college career is a photo of him in a keg. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, there were some football games, and he threw a lot.
Wisconsin? Lot and shit. Wazoo?
I want you to just imagine Matt Stafford positioning himself in a post-playing career in a place where he could drink beer, become a lackluster Republican state senator, and eventually representative.
Wisconsin
would be perfect.
Arizona State would also work for this.
Arizona.
I was going to say he does the Phil Jackson thing, and he's like, I'm UCLA's quarterback, but only for home games. I don't travel. I'm not going on the road.
Wyoming. Wyoming would let him do that. I feel like, yeah, only one. Or how's this for Wyoming? He's like, it's cold. I'm only playing on the road.
Y'all come find me.
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
I want the points. I'm booking my own travel.
Yeah. he'll be middle-aged, so like firm middle-aged, so like he'll be
22-year-old.
He'll definitely be counting the points at that point. So
I go to sleep at 8.
I like it. Okay. Next. Oh boy. The Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins.
Here we go. Kirk Cousins at UConn.
Kirk Cousins would be beloved at UConn.
He would be. So there we go. Kirk Cousins to UConn, where he can join whatever crazy ass church he wants, and they'll just be like, eh. It's fine.
I feel like West Connecticut probably has some weird shit.
Oh, definitely. It's just Kentucky. It's just Kentucky with nutmeg. Yeah.
Yeah.
You say that with a level of authority I'm not sure you have.
That was quick.
I've spent enough time in Connecticut.
Okay.
Enough.
Okay.
I am probably the most Connecticut experienced of anyone on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No question. No dispute there.
Yeah. So I will just say, it's a whole lot of Kentucky.
Dan Orlovsky, fight Spencer!
Nutmeg's a little too spicy for him. So, let's go for the New Orleans Saints. Derek Carr. Derek Carr. Where are we sending Derek Carr on his way down?
I think based on Derek Carr's NFL experience, he needs to go somewhere where he won't be loved and where everyone will just wish he was somebody better or different.
Yeah, and he needs to go to some place where he's very, very churchy, so he's going to want to go to some place where he can spread the word, where there's not where he's needed. He's going to go to some place with a bunch of infidels and heathens.
So we're sending him to he's just staying back to UNLV or staying in Tulane, or
you know, I think Tulane is probably the right go there.
God,
he'd be fine there. He'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes, Tulane, Derek Carr to Tulane. Oh, this is a good one. The New York Giants own Daniel Jones. Where are we sending him?
Also Duke.
God,
all the Jones boys reunited.
Jones gang, riding on the way to 5-7.
The Jonesman.
To become a Jonesman, one must pass a series of tests. First, name this white wine. If you don't, you will die. The Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts.
Well, he's already been to all the colleges.
Mm-hmm. He did. It's true. Once you play for Bama, you've done it. You already done.
So he's played for two SEC schools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should we go for a third?
Yeah, let's.
Tennessee.
Dude, Jalen would do so. Why does he fit in? Why do I just see him fitting there?
Yeah.
He's cool as hell, man. He just wants to lift, mm-hmm. be handsome, just like me.
I like
just
our like quarterback. Me. He's real fucking big.
He's strong. What do you like about him, dude? Yeah, about his personality. He's strong. That's not a personality trait. Who says it ain't?
He got big legs.
You fucking tell, look at him.
You're gonna tell Zdruna Saviskas that ain't a part of his personality?
A lot of country thing. Boys saying trying to find ways to say, like, God, he's so fucking pretty.
Hey, man, listen, my wife perks up when he's around. I know.
They have to filter it through. I know a woman who thinks he's beautiful.
Yeah.
He walks in the room, boy, them panties start dropping, including mine. Wait, good did night. I say that?
I'm telling you, my big and tall drawers were on the ground.
my checkerboard orange and white pants that I
my overalls.
My overalls are on the sailing.
My target, Melissa, man, my target 3-for-1s were in orbit.
My long johns were flat on the floor.
Hey, he's pretty. Y'all trying to shy away from it. Oh no. I ain't gonna lie. Just him and Knoxville would just kill it. Oh my god. Imagine the Waggles sponsorship. Hey man, I bought 3 jugs of eggnog last week. It ain't even December. It just had Jalen Hurts' face on it.
All they did was all they had to do was smile.
Yeah, that was it. Have you seen it? It's like God's headlights.
And he's strong.
And he's strong.
So strong.
He's so strong. I bet he does 5-by-3. The San Francisco 49ers, Brock Purdy. I want to preface this pick by saying this. I would love it if Brock Purdy had a 15-year career in the NFL and we still had a debate over whether he was good or not.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Yeah.
Where is the school that this happens the most where we're like, we're not sure if any of these quarterbacks... Oh, no, it is Ohio State, actually.
Brock Purdy to Ohio... I mean, his name is Brock Purdy. Look at him.
Brock. Yeah.
Yeah.
That man belongs in Columbus, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Preferably to hand off to a bunch of skilled players and then get all the credit for it, which would be too dissimilar.
I was going to say, Ohio State is a place where it's like, well, look at all the talent he was surrounded by. I don't know.
pretty good coaches.
Brock, your job is to be normal. But your job is to not do anything weird. And Brock's like, I don't think so.
But don't worry, he's bringing with him Ohio State head coach Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, God. Now
Ohio State wants to hire an offensive minded coach who can't win the big one.
Who will only lose one game, but it's the championship.
Ohio State fans are like, I like the cut of his hat.
I think he needs more hat.
Yeah. Oh my god. I want this to happen so bad.
It's not implausible.
Yeah, also they'd be like, oh, we hired a smart head coach? Great. Great.
Now we're fucked.
Fucking nerd. Why didn't we hire Vrabel?
We need a fucking dumbass in here.
Dude, do you know how good Mike Vrabel would be in Ohio State?
It'd stomp people. It'd be incredible.
It would be great. Because one, he's actually secret smart, but he's smart enough to never let anyone know that he's smart, right? Right. Mike Vrabel, this IQ test showed that you're just like a genius.
No, it didn't.
Like,
I'm an idiot.
Fuck up. I can't even read that number. Go too high. We're too high.
I'm picturing like a Harbaugh, Michigan, both, but like the whole team is wacky, not just the head coach.
Mm-hmm. Harbaugh, Michigan, but with more Grundle, like with more.
Yes. Because he gets to keep it because he hasn't ever made the Super Bowl.
That's right. Like he gets to keep it. Also, just like more ball grabbing. There's just more of that. Mm-hmm, it's like, what are you going to bring to the team, Vrabel? Hard-nosed, good defense.
Big balls.
Grabbing.
Big balls. Balls. Big
mine balls. And yours. Both of them in my hands.
Exactly. You know, I'm going to emphasize ball handling. On the field?
Going to look like balls. Nolan Ryan holding all my no-hitters.
He'd be so, like, I'm actually talking myself into this.
I think this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, this would be fine. I'd be like, man, go Bucks. This is great.
It is, you know what? It is a brand, if nothing else.
No, he's the coach that nobody would hire because he's too physically intimidating.
Yeah.
Remember, that was the leaked rumor, right?
They're coach like, too big, which should have been the sign that he should have gone to Ohio. You're like, the dream is, I want to be too big.
Our coach is too overwhelmingly masculine and powerful.
We can't fire.
Coach Conan the Barbarian.
He coached 28 years because we were too afraid of his sword.
He's got Kingpin for head coach.
It's not about the money, Michigan man.
Overlooking the skyline of Columbus, talking about... The city is mine.
What does that mean?
I do for this city. It's It's like, watch, this city?
I can walk into any convenience store and just take a can of dip. I can just take it. They don't even say no. They know.
Hot and cold Monster Energy drink on tap.
He's a really good coach.
Do it.
You should
fire Ryan Day tomorrow and hire Mike fucking Vrabel. Nobody would object. That's the sick part. Chip Kelly would stay. He'd be like, awesome. Hey, I just asked Day. He'd be like, you want to stay on? Chip would be.
I'm terrified of this man. I can't leave.
If I leave, exactly. He might come after me.
Be like, it's your choice. And Chip would be like, it is not my choice as to whether I leave. And Vrabel would be like, that's right.
He's literally grabbing my balls right now. It's not my choice.
They'd love it. They'd be like, who? Don't remember that guy. Vrabs. Next, the Seattle Seahawks, Geno Smith. Geno Smith attended West Virginia University as an undergraduate. But on his way down, where are we sending?
So he has thrown a lot of passes as a college quarterback.
Yeah, we're saying in retirement, we're going to need to ice that joint hand off.
Yeah, let's dial it down. So we've already used the service academies, already used Nebraska, already used Miami of Ohio. Shit, next up is Rutgers.
That's fine. He's lived in the area.
Yeah, he's probably still got an apartment there or something, right? A condo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. Also, you know what? He's been pretty successful everywhere he's gone, despite the profiles of the programs. Yeah. I like this.
I mean, I don't want to put Rutgers on him, but this is a great deal.
No, it's fine. It has like a good vintage Big East vibe to it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Also, his name's Geno.
Geno!
Name's Geno, playing for Team in Jersey. I think that's going to fly.
It's about time we had an authentic Italian quarterback.
Fucking love Geno. He's Italian. You can't prove he's not. Let's see. Next up we have
Tampa.
Nope. Yep. Tampa. We have,
Baker's on the move again.
Baker is on the move again. Where are we going to send, Baker Mayfield, who I anticipate will be making this choice in 2 years?
Baker Mayfield has thrived in Florida in a way that he did not thrive. Like, he wasn't that bad in Cleveland, but he seems happier in Florida, so I think we should keep him local.
So, he's one of those people who enjoys Florida.
He's
right?
UCF. Baker Mayfield is a UCF quarterback.
I was thinking USF, but wow.
So, I will agree on the U and the F with a letter in between. Now, which one it is will be determined by whether Baker Mayfield is himself more compatible with these things. Mm-hmm. So let's see.
He already plays at USF Stadium.
He does. He is fond of dances that he can sort of do. Can kind of do.
That feels more Tampa than Orlando.
That feels I'm leaning Tampa.
Okay, yeah.
Plays a shitload of video games, which could go either way, but we're going to lean slightly more Orlando.
Yeah, he has a shit-talking quality that is more UCF than USF, I would argue.
Yeah. Yeah, as a college team, not as a town. Yeah.
Yes. Not.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Not a locality thing.
Is he the kind of guy who's like, you could live by the water, but Orlando just has so much to offer. Fuck, that's Baker. Yeah. Yeah, the kind of guy who's like, you're talking yourself into all kinds of things in life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm.
The Applebee's membership really pays for itself.
You know what? Summers here aren't that bad. They're really not.
I just stay at Costco the whole time and it's fine.
Yeah, you just stay indoors. It's fine.
Baker Mayfield walking around Disney, a stormtrooper says halt. And he's like, fuck you. Nobody tells Baker Mayfield arrested for fighting a stormtrooper.
So, all the animals they have are real. You can be like, you mean at the animal kingdom? He's like, no, all the rides too. Yep. All of them. Yeah. Those country bears, they're singing. They can sing.
That country bear talks. Baker Mayfield arrested for fighting country bear.
Yeah, the arrest really puts him back towards Tampa again. Maybe he just lives on I-4.
Sure.
Maybe he just lives somewhere.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll award him. We'll award him UCF.
Joint custody.
Yeah.
No one team can hold him down.
Yeah. Also, we're going to need him to hand off a lot. So Gus, I need you to get the run first offense back going.
God, Gus would hate him so much.
He would. He'd absolutely bench him. Yeah. Which again, that's fine. We can set this up. That's fine as a piece of fan fiction here. Finally, on the way back down, the Washington Commanders starter Sam.
Not that far down.
Yeah, not that far down. No. No, Sam Howell.
Boy, what
Sam Howell, kind of a wild card of a quarterback.
What a conclusion he is. Really saved the best for last.
I know.
There's so much to work with here. The things I know about Sam Howell.
I'm saying a full cast bit was poorly sequenced and planned.
Things that are
no, I blame the alphabet.
Fun about Sam Howell.
Things that are fun about
Sam Howell jokes.
Let's Sam see Howell here. Jokes. Let's see. Never playing behind an offensive line.
Yeah.
Right? Never really having to make up a lot of his own shit, not having a lot of guidance. Yes, feeling very Florida, feeling very Gators.
Okay. Yeah.
As established, in Florida, they'll just bounce wherever they should be.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So if we're not quite sure. We can be like, why don't you just take a breather?
Florida, the great Plinko of quarterbacks.
Florida's the Greyhound station. It's a little scary. You'll probably want to get out of there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll put Sam Howell at Florida, where, you know, he can enjoy the distinctive experience of I lived in an air-conditioned cube off Archer Road.